Of course. Well, probably it got it timed out with the others here a while ago. Phil talking about some tech things there. And you know, so many of these repeaters got different timeouts on them. 3 minutes, 5 minutes. The one I have here in my shop, when I put it on the air, it's got a 10-minute timer. And that's what I told the tech when he built that, wired it up and put it on the air. I said, I don't want none of the three-minute stuff. I said, put a 10-minute on it. I said, I want one on there in case a safety valve, of course, you know, to have on there. You got to have a safety valve for a repeater. But, you know, you don't have to have a... You know, I talked to a 2-meter or a 220 repeater up north of me, up in the... three counties north of me, and it's up on a farm silo way up there. It's got a good footprint. I don't know, a 30-mile footprint, 50-mile something, I don't know. And it started breaking down on them, and they kept reducing the TOT. They got that thing down to a 1-minute TOT. So I offered some help. I got some equipment here. He says, I don't want none of your help, is what he told me. I say, okay. I said, but I'll tell you what, I'm out of here. You're not going to hear me here anymore. Not that you care. And I haven't been on that machine in a couple years now. I don't even know if it's still on. Why would want to put a 1-minute TOT on there? You know, back in the day, back in the 70s, 80s, my father, N8 KFL, told me that the 220 repeaters never had that TLs on them. They were always open, you know. I said, well, it sure ain't like it today. W9SM, Dayton, Ohio.